Our universe.
If we were to find them, then everything would change about how we thought about the fundamental rules of nature.
BBC Radio 4's very own science sleuths, Dr. Adam Rutherford and Dr. Hannah Fry, return to solve mysteries big and small.
I can't feel it.
A bit higher up.
Oh, like here. Actually under your chin?
Yeah, hold that.
Oh, yeah.
The Curious Cases of Rutherford and Fry, next Monday to Friday at midday on BBC Radio 4.
Now, Angus Deaton stars in Alone, a sitcom about the ups and downs of five single middle-aged neighbours living in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. The Big Match.
Will, can you lift your feet?
Oh, yes, no problem. I'm very good at lifting my feet.
Now, I mean.
All right. Pardon me for sitting on the sofa on a Sunday morning.
Thank you. Right, that's it. I'm done.
What's with you this morning?
I'm cleaning.
What for? It'll just get dirty again.
Yes, and then I'll clean again. Be nice to get some help once in a while.
I don't see the point in cleaning.
I know. Why would you when I can do it?
The flat's not really dirty.
Yes, it is.
Not really. When something gets really dirty, do you know what I do?
Absolutely nothing, as far as I can see.
I chuck it out and get a new one.
So you get a new carpet every time it gets dirty?
Well, to be fair, it has to be pretty dirty.
It's pretty dirty now. The whole place is covered in dust. I mean, if you run your hand along the back of the TV...
Why would I do that?
To see how dusty it is.
What I don't get is, why does the tidy person always have the moral high ground? This is actually my flat, and yet I don't get to say if or when it's officially dirty. Why is that?
Because you're dirt blind. Have you seen the state of the kitchen?
Is that the room with the sink and the cooker?
Yes, the sink that was piled high with dishes and pots. Washed everything, by the way, cleaned the surfaces. Not my turn, but I've done it.
Why are you tidying now, anyway? It's 8:30 on a Sunday morning.
I want to get it done before the tennis starts.
Oh, not more tennis. Does it ever stop?
Yes, it stops today. It's the final. That's how it works. I mean, there's not much point in playing for 2 weeks and then not having a final, is there?
So you're tidying up the flat in time for the Australian Open final. I don't think Murray or Djokovic will be that bothered if our flat's a bit messy this morning.
I would like to watch the match in some comfort. I presume you're not watching it then?
Two men trying to get a ball over a net. No, thank you.
You seem to enjoy watching 22 men trying to get a ball into a net.
That's different. Anyway, I've got to work. I've got a big job on. 5,000-word sales document on cabbages to translate from Spanish.
What on earth made you become a translator?
Well, do you know when you're young and you think a career in translating sounds a bit exotic?
No.
No, me neither.
Well, you enjoy your work. I shall relax and enjoy the final all to myself. Perfect.
It's the Australian Championships.
So you'd rather watch it on your own?
Well, you didn't invite someone round here to watch the match, did you?
Not technically.
What does that mean?
He invited himself.
Who?
Morris.
Oh, not Morris. I thought he didn't like tennis.
He's not sure.
How is he not sure?
He's never watched it properly, and so he reckons he wants to watch a whole match in case he does like it, and he's been missing out.
I thought I was going to get some quality me time.
Come on, it's sport. You should have a crowd, really.
A crowd would be good, then we could lose Morris in it. Right. Oh, look, they're coming out. So far, so good. Murray's looking very confident.
Yes, he's always been good at this bit. Getting on court, finding his seat, getting his racket out. Meat and drink to him, really. That'll be Morris.
Well, you go and do your work and I'll hang with Morris, will I? Louisa?
Has it started?
Not quite.
Morris said you were having folk in to watch the final.
Did he?
Yeah, so thought I'd come along.
Why can't you watch the match on your own TV?
Have you seen my TV? It's far too small.
So why don't you get a bigger TV?
It'd be too big.
I thought it was too small.
It is. But a bigger TV would be too big for the small table I keep my TV on. It wouldn't work.
Couldn't you get a bigger table and then get a bigger TV to put on it?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's a very good idea. When does the tennis start?
About 5 minutes.
Do you think there's time to get a big table and TV delivered before the match starts?
Unless they've just introduced Amazon Beam It Down. think you might be cutting it a bit fine.
So can I watch it here, then?
Well, to be honest, I was trying to keep the numbers down.
One more won't hurt.
I suppose.
Or even two more.
Two more?
I might have mentioned it to Ellie.
Hello, am I too early?
Unless you hear directly to the contrary, Morris, you're always too early. Come in.
Oh, look, they've started.
They're just warming up.
Oh, right. I wondered why they were both serving at the same time.
Yes, that's usually a bit of a clue.
I thought maybe there was a rule change I'd missed. Mind you, not a bad idea, is it? Both players serve at the same time. Speed things up, wouldn't it? How long does a match last anyway, you know, with the old rules?
Depends. Could be hours.
Or could just feel like hours.
Hours, eh?
Is that a problem?
Bit hungry, that's all.
Me too. I'm starving.
Well, I'm sorry I haven't laid on a buffet. Why don't you both go and have a lovely big breakfast somewhere, hmm? We don't want you to go hungry, do we?
Oh, I got a better idea. I'll go get some bacon and we can have bacon rolls while we watch.
That is a better idea.
Is it, though?
Did someone say bacon rolls?
I thought you were working.
I was. I was just a bit stuck, and then I heard someone say bacon rolls, and I thought, well, that's just what I need to get me going. I'm happy to go and get stuff.
No, I'll go. I don't mind.
And nor do we. Take your time.
I thought you were going now, Morris.
Yeah, I'm just updating my Facebook page. Ellie told me that to get the most out of Facebook, I had to keep things updated. Go in to the shops to get bacon and rolls in order to have bacon rolls. And send.
I imagine your Facebook friends will be thrilled to have that information. How many friends do you have now?
Oh, lots. I've lost count. I might even be in double figures. Right, I'm off the shop. Anyone want anything?
Yes, bacon and rolls.
Louisa, do you want anything from the shop?
Like what?
I don't know. Something you don't have.
If they've got a big table and a big TV, get one each of those.
Might be a bit tricky.
Off you go, Morris.
Oh, hello, Ellie.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hi, Al.
Hi.
In you come.
Morris is our new doorman, in case you were wondering.
He's just joking. I'm here to watch the match.
Didn't know you liked tennis, Morris.
I don't really know if I do or not. It's a bit of a test for me.
And in a way for all of us.
Anyway, I'm off the shop, Ellie. Do you need...
Just go to the shop!
I'll be right back.
I hope you don't mind me coming. Louisa said you might be watching the tennis, and I thought, why sit upstairs on my own watching the tennis?
Yes, why would anyone want to sit on their own watching tennis?
When I could be down here with everyone else. Can I squeeze in between Louisa and Will?
Yes, you three just make yourselves comfy on the sofa. I'll pull up this small stool over here.
All right, thank you.
This is you working instead of watching tennis, which you profess to hate, is it, Will?
I was just going to check that I still hate tennis, but no, you're right. I will get back to work.
In what way back? Here we go. Come on, Andy.
Oh, my God. I've just got an invite to a party tonight.
Tonight? Where?
Oh, some trendy club in Soho. Canapés, cocktails, the works.
Ooh, sounds great. Doesn't that sound great, Mitch?
Yes, terrific. Good for you. Come on, Andy.
What's the occasion?
Some publishing thing. It's via my agent.
It sounds brilliant, doesn't it, Mitch?
Yes, lovely. Trendy Soho party. Top stuff.
I don't want to go on my own, though.
Oh, come on. Seize the moment, Louisa. You've got to try these things.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, sorry. Me. Let's focus on the tennis.
For a couple of seconds, anyway.
It's Morris on Facebook. Look at that, Mitch. It's a selfie of Morris in the shop with the bacon and the rolls.
Yes, so it is. That's a keeper, all right. Oh, damn, I thought Murray was going to get that.
Well done, Djokovic.
Are you supporting Djokovic?
Anything wrong with that?
Are you Serbian all of a sudden?
No, but Federer's not playing. He's my favourite. But I do like Djokovic. He's so lithe and bending. He's got that really thick hair.
Oh, well, in that case...
But Murray's one of us.
He's not one of me.
But you ought to support him. We don't get that many top tennis players. Might as well support them when we do have one.
He's always shouting.
They're all always shouting.
I know, but shouting in Serbian is sexy.
What I want to know is...
What's happening in the match, perhaps?
Why do they towel down after every point? I mean, when I play tennis, I towel off at the end of a set, maybe.
Because they sweat.
Well, they never used to. Borg and McEnroe didn't do all this toweling in between points, did they?
Well, maybe tennis has got a lot smellier these days. Look, can we just... try and focus on the match?
Of course. Sorry to interrupt.
Not at all. I think it was your turn.
We have bacon and we have rolls.
Oh, well done, Morris.
Now, how about we do a selfie of all of us watching the tennis?
Why? I mean, why do you need to post a photograph of it? To people who might also be watching the tennis. They'll have to stop watching the tennis in order to look at the photograph of us watching tennis.
Oh, go on. I'm trying to get more likes on my Facebook page.
Quite right. Morris and I have decided to increase our presence on Facebook.
But look at you. You're all just sitting looking at your phones instead of watching the tennis.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
My friend Sally, her dad's died.
At least that's an event, as opposed to buying bacon and rolls.
I better respond. Is a sad face enough, do you think?
How well do you know her?
We went to school together.
Did you know her dad?
Yes, a bit.
Then a sad face is not enough.
Try two sad faces, maybe.
No, you need to say something.
I haven't seen him for ages, though.
It's a pathetic effort just to send an emoji.
Wish I hadn't asked.
Oh, I'm knackered. I feel like I've been at it for hours.
Well, it's 5 minutes since you last appeared.
Is that all?
That's Spanish cabbages for you.
What's the score?
So far, we have 2 packets of bacon, 10 rolls, 1 dead dad, and it's 3-2 on serve in the tennis. Work going well, then?
Very well. I've done the first sentence.
Ugh, well, in that case, you deserve a break.
I thought so.
Louisa, how about if I put a sad face, a few hearts and lots of kisses?
How about actually saying something meaningful?
I find all that genuine stuff so difficult.
Best just to keep it simple, then. Sorry to hear about your dad. Something like that.
Oh, I like that. Thanks, Mitch. Sorry to hear about your... Oh, damn!
What's wrong?
Somebody else has just said that exact thing.
So?
Well, I can't say it as well.
Does it matter?
Yes, it matters. People will scroll through to see what other people have said, and they'll see that I've just said exactly the same thing as the person before. It looks very lazy and uninspired. If I'm going to say something, then I want to at least say something a bit different.
What else can you say? Dead is dead, isn't it?
I can't say that.
This is a good one. I use it sometimes. My condolences. You can have that for free.
I hate that word, condolences.
Well, you better hurry up, as all the best phrases will be taken.
I'm just going to put a sad face, 3 hearts and some kisses. Oh, no.
What, someone else dead?
No, I've just seen it's my colleague David's birthday. Now I've got to think up a message for him.
What's wrong with happy birthday?
Well, lots of people on the thread have already said happy birthday.
Probably because it's his birthday.
How about have a great day?
No, that's been done already.
Good lob.
No, that doesn't sound right to me.
In the tennis, good lob.
Oh, right, sorry.
It's a nightmare trying to be original.
I always do the same for birthdays, just acronyms, HB.
Happy birthday.
H-A-G-O.
Have a good one.
Yep, and W-T-H-D-T-S-F.
What the hell does that stand for?
You got it in one.
Well, I-D-L-A. I don't like acronyms. Not for birthdays.
It doesn't matter. I mean, what's the point anyway? Everyone says happy birthday, David, and then David says thank you, everyone, for saying happy birthday, and then the next day it's someone else's birthday, and off it goes again. And we're talking about grown-ups here. I mean, if it was children, I could understand. Can't they just announce at the start of the year a great big happy birthday to everyone who is going to have a birthday this year, i.e. everyone who isn't dead? That's it. Birthday's done. Moving on. Or is that just a little bit miserable?
It is a bit miserable, Will. And that's coming from me, and I like miserable. Some of us laugh, some of us cry,
some of us smoke, some of us... Oh,
great shot.
How did he get to that?
Unbelievable. So, what is the score?
It's there on the screen, 4-4.
They've been at it for over half an hour and still nobody's even ahead, let alone one.
What I want to know is, why do the players keep shouting at their support teams?
It just makes them feel better.
It would make me feel better.
But they shout at the team when they've made the mistake. It's not fair, is it?
They're just venting.
Are the team paid extra for being shouted at?
I wouldn't imagine so.
And what about their wives?
No, they just get shouted at for nothing.
If I was one of the team, I'd just shout right back at them.
Well, then you'd get the sack, wouldn't you?
Can I ask a question?
I'll save you the bother. The answer to your question is yes, Morris, you can go and make the bacon rolls right now.
Oh, that wasn't actually going to be the question.
Could you make that the question, though?
All right, I don't always have to ask my own questions, I suppose.
And please don't make a mess in there. I cleaned the kitchen this morning.
No problem. No Mess is my middle name. It's not, really.
Right, that is it. I am definitely going to work right now. Don't call me, don't disturb me, no matter what, until the bacon rolls are ready.
What a shot. That's more like it.
Lovely backhand.
Oh, it's my agent again about the party. She says I can take someone. The invites are plus one.
Oh, so you'll go then?
Yeah, if I find someone to go with.
Good for you.
All I need now is a hot date.
Haven't you got a hot date section in your contacts list?
Not at the moment, no. Hot dates are not exactly ten a penny, Ellie.
How hot do they have to be?
How hot have you got?
Well, what is hot, anyway? I used to think my ex was hot, for instance. Mark was solvent and considerate and rather pernickety. Does that qualify as hot?
Well, it's all subjective. But that said, no. Solvent, considerate and pernickety, that's not hot. Not really.
But why do you have to go with someone hot anyway?
Well, you know. OK, maybe you don't know. Maybe you've forgotten.
Have you got to end up in bed with the person you go with?
No. But it's nice to think there might be the possibility.
But you could just go with a friend, like Mitch, for instance.
Mitch the not hot, you mean?
No, I don't mean that. You are hot, in your own way.
A solvent, pernickety way?
All I'm saying, Mitch, is that you would happily go to the party with Louisa as a friend, wouldn't you?
Would I?
As a sort of chaperone.
Chaperone? Is this a Jane Austen theme party?
You said it sounded like great fun earlier on, Mitch.
Well, yes, I did say that.
Well, there you are, then. Problem solved. Or is there something wrong with taking Mitch?
No, I mean, obviously, it's a great idea. Well, it's a good idea. It's an idea, put it that way. An option. But I don't want to impose on him.
Nor me on you.
Plus, I think it might be a bit boozy for Mitch.
There you go. I really don't do boozy. Certainly not on a school night. Shame.
You could always not drink. It's not that hard.
I'm weak in that way. If I see others drinking, I have to join in.
And I believe it's a free bar.
Free bar? Way too dangerous for me.
Thanks anyway, Mitch. I'll find someone else, I'm sure.
Did someone say free bar?
Your hearing, Will, when you're not to be disturbed because you're busy working, is nothing short of miraculous.
I just happened to pause for a second.
Louisa needs a partner for tonight.
A not hot partner.
Not helpful, Mitch. For a drinks do. Free bar, apparently.
I'm your man, Louisa. I'm happy to drink loads of free booze. If it'll help you out, obviously.
There you go.
Thing is, I'm not sure if this is a Will sort of a do either.
Drinks do? Free bar? Sounds like his sort of a do.
It's not as boozy as all that. It's a medium boozy do.
Well, there must be somebody whose sort of do it is.
Sorry to interrupt.
Don't even think it, Ellie.
Where are the matches for the grill, Mitch?
Behind the kettle.
Thank you. Why are you looking at me like that, Ellie?
Ellie?
Why not? I'm sure Morris would be happy to go with you.
Yes, I would. I'd be delighted. Go where?
Anywhere, I imagine.
Louisa has a sort of medium drinks do to attend this evening.
Oh, I'm free. I don't know what a medium drinks do is, but I'm sure I could manage it.
If I'm being honest...
And you usually are.
I don't think you could manage it, Morris.
Yes, you're probably right. I'll get back to the bacon rolls.
I think maybe Mitch might be better suited to this sort of do. What do you say, Mitch?
Well, I say... I think we need to perhaps think a bit outside the box here. Ellie keeps suggesting different men to go with you tonight, but why do you have to go with a man at all?
Well, that does generally seem to be her preference. The only question that arises is the heat of said man.
Mitch has a point. I could go with a female friend.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Well, I think Louisa should decide that, don't you? Louisa, would you rather go with a man, say Boozy Will here or Pernickety Me, or with a woman, say, for the sake of argument, the delightful Ellie?
I'm not really a party animal.
You said earlier it sounded like a brilliant sort of do.
For Louisa, yes.
Seize the moment, you said.
Again, I was speaking about Louisa. I'm not a moment seizer, not these days.
But you could try, couldn't you?
I suppose.
Yeah, might be nice for a change to turn up with a friend rather than a date. And if I were to meet a man at the party, you'd understand, wouldn't you, Ellie? You'd be fine on your own.
Well...
Or is there a problem?
No. As if. It's a lovely idea. The only thing is, and this is the only thing...
That you can come up with at such short notice.
The only thing that might be a slight problem, I'm not sure if it's going to be my kind of do.
I think a medium drinks do is very much your kind of do, Ellie.
I don't like to drink on a school night.
Ellie, as you said to me earlier, and you were very clear on this point, you don't have to drink. It's not that hard, I think were your exact words.
It bloody is, you know.
Are you sure I said that?
Yes, and quite recently.
Well, I suppose unless you get a better offer, I'd be happy to go.
Who knows, Ellie? It could be fun.
There we are. Problem solved. Well done, Ellie. I'm sure you'll have a great time with Louisa this evening.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
Now, shall we watch the tennis?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, that's a bit of a big flame, isn't it? Surely that can't be right.
How's it going? Need a hand, Morris?
Oh, my God!
It's fine.
Fine! The grill pan's on fire!
Yes, it is a bit ablaze, isn't it? But it's under control.
How is it under control?
It's still contained within the grill pan. Mainly, apart from the flames licking up the side there.
Call the fire brigade now!
Oh, we don't want to make any fuss. Let's not bother the fire brigade on a Sunday. I think I can sort this out. We just need some damp towels.
I'll call them if you won't.
OK, I'll call them. Oh, hello. How's it going? Sorry, yes, you're right. It doesn't matter how it's going, does it?
Hurry up!
Just a small problem, listen. The grill pan seems to be a tiny bit on fire. I was just wondering if you could tell me what to do.
No, we need them here.
No, honestly, there's no need to come out. I'm sure I can deal with it. If you could just give me a few helpful hints.
Give them the address!
All right.
Oh! Looking like a tie break.
Can anyone smell smoke?
Well, if you don't want to work, just don't work. Stop making excuses. Actually, I can smell smoke. Did Morris buy smoked bacon?
That is some very well smoked bacon.
Oh, look at what Morris has just posted on Facebook. It's weird. Can you make out what it is?
It looks like a selfie with a fire in the background.
Yeah, so it does. I'll give it a like anyway.
What a racket. I can barely hear the tennis with that noise going on.
Uh-oh, they've parked right outside.
Ooh, must be one of the neighbours.
Hang on, they're coming up our steps.
Maybe they're lost.
Don't worry, everyone. Fire's almost out.
Fire?
What fire?
Exactly my point. I'll get the door. You just keep watching the tennis.
Oh, my God. The fire's in the kitchen.
It was the grill pan. It's fine now. No panic.
Oh, hello. Thanks for coming. Sorry to trouble you.
I'm Watch Manager Griffiths, officer in charge. We're here to help you.
The fire's out. False alarm.
I need to see the fire area now.
I just told you, there's no fire.
Or the no fire area if there's no fire.
All right, you're going to get all antsy about it. You better come in. The fire that isn't a fire is in the kitchen.
OK, Terry, Mick, get in there now.
OK, boss.
Don't make too much mess, please. I've just cleaned the kitchen.
Right, everyone, I'm Watch Manager Griffiths, officer in charge.
Why so formal? What's your first name?
Tom.
Hello, Tom. Nice uniform, I must say, suits you.
Thank you.
I'm Louisa, by the way. I'm single and I live upstairs.
Right, good to know. Now, I'm going to ask you all to leave the building and go out onto the street.
The thing is, I'm watching the tennis final.
And I'm trying to work.
Well, the other thing is, there's a fire in the kitchen, so let's try and forget about the tennis and the work for now, shall we?
But it's a tie-break. The first set is always crucial between Andy and Jocko.
Yeah, it's also crucial to put out a fire in the kitchen. So everyone, get out, now.
Mm. Tom's quite right. Everybody, out.
Thank you, Louisa.
That's a pleasure. By the way, John, are you busy this evening?
I'm busy right now.
Yeah, of course you are. Just, I've got a plus one invite to a really cool party.
Free bar and all.
Out, please.
And canapes?
Including you. Thank you.
Can I just turn the TV to face the window and we can watch the tiebreak from the garden, maybe?
Out!
OK. But it's all just the way that we cope with our lives. Well, thank you, Morris. Top way to spend a Sunday morning. Been stuck out here for 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, I don't know how it happened. I lit the match and woof, up it went.
I don't think we should start the blame game.
Why not? Might as well blame someone, and Morris is that person as far as I can see.
No, I think we should thank him.
For what exactly?
If Morris hadn't started the fire, I'd never have met Tom.
Tom?
Our brave and rather forceful watch manager.
He is forceful, isn't he?
Mm. Great. Let's start a Tom fan club, shall we, as soon as the fire is out?
Oh, he is so butch and in control.
Well, he's pretty hot, if you ask me.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello, Tom. Are you okay?
Yes, fine, thank you.
We've all been very worried about you.
Have we?
Well, Louisa and I have.
Right.
Now, everyone, we've made everything safe. There's no fire.
Told you.
The smoke has cleared and there's minimal damage.
How much is minimal?
It'll need a lick of paint and a new grill pan. Must have been a ton of grease left in there. And for your information, that's what caused it in the first place.
I thought you said you'd cleaned everything, Mitch.
Well, pretty much everything. Maybe I forgot the grill pan.
Oh, that's easily done. Mm.
So maybe we should be blaming the person who didn't clean the grill pan.
Well, that's everyone, isn't it?
There's no need to blame anyone.
News just in, everyone. Mitch has cancelled the blame game now that he's to blame.
Anyway, I will fill out a fire report in due course. The crew is just finishing up. We'll be out of your hair in 5 minutes.
No rush. Have you got a busy day, Tom?
Oh, dunno. Depends on how many grill pans haven't been cleaned properly. I'm joking.
He's funny and forceful.
Very funny, yes.
Always good at a party, Louisa.
So, seriously, are you doing anything tonight?
Oh,
there's the strengths party, you see. Canapes, cocktails, free bar.
You lucky sod, Tom.
You make your own luck, mate.
Does that mean you'll come?
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, great.
Yes, really great. For you, Louisa.
How lovely. Now, if we're all done here, I'd like to go back and see what's happening in the tennis.
Oh, tie-break's over, by the way.
You watched it?
Oh, I kept an eye on it, yeah, while the crew was busy in the kitchen. It was brilliant. 15-13 in the end to Djokovic.
Oh, bugger.
And he's a break-up in the second set.
Right. Well, it's all over then. Our man's done for. Tennis is cancelled for the day. Hospitality is over. Everyone back to your own flats.
Oh, shame.
Oh, hang on. Before you all disappear, let's have a quick selfie of my Facebook page.
Oh, yes. Tom, come here beside me.
Shouldn't really, but...
I'll go on this side.
Smile, Mitch.
Why?
And Will, that finger is not nice. Nor is that one.
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It starred Angus Deaton, Abigail Cruttendon, Pierce Quigley, Kate Isett, Bennett Aaron and Saul Boyer. It is produced by Gordon Kennedy and is an Absolutely production for the BBC.
Good evening. Here are the main headlines. After being a set and a breakdown, Andy Murray came from behind to win the...
No! Yes! But no!
And the...